Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We are in the middle of Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest. Text in this word right now via the Civic Media app that you can get for free. Wherever you get your apps from, you'll be entered to win $200 or gold jewelry, one of our daily prizes, and our grand prize, a pair of tickets to watch Green Bay play Minnesota on November 23rd. The word to win via the app, get entered right now, is quarter, Q-U-A-R-T-E-R. I'm debunking Charlie Kirk's rhetoric. We're about to play probably one of his most famous clips. And here you have what is an inflammatory statement and false equivalencies that appeal to emotion. This is where Kirk compares abortion to the Holocaust. Take a listen.
It is never right to justify the mass elimination or termination of people under the guise of saying they're unwanted. That's how we get Auschwitz. That's how we get the greatest horrors of the 20th century. Those people are unwanted.
So you're comparing abortion to the Holocaust?
Absolutely, I am. In fact, it's worse. It's worse.
It's really not.
It's 45 million babies. It's nearly 8 times worse than the Holocaust. What's the moral difference between a small baby in the womb and a grown Jew who was killed at Auschwitz? What's the moral difference?
One is
older?
One is a person?
Okay. So again, 99% of abortions in this country occur prior to the 20th week. It is not a baby in the womb. This is a false premise. It is inflammatory. It is incendiary. It's garbage. Listen to what he says next.
What species is the baby in the womb?
It's a human, but it's
therefore, they should have human rights.
No!
They should have human rights.
I do not agree.
Oh, so small humans, no human rights. Grown humans, human rights.
This is garbage. You use the debater's own words. You twist them against that person. A blastocyst is not a human being. It's not the same. But it's a good applause line. And the debater did reject the premise. He just blew right past her. Let's listen to the next one. This is more Kirk racism. Take a listen.
Black people are only 13% of the population, yet they commit 55% of the murders. Why?
Because black people tend to be in lower economic statuses because of
Okay. No, this
CRT.
Is fine. This is great.
Basically.
So you think that poverty equals crime?
Okay, she gave up ground. Okay, she's not an experienced debater. She doesn't reject the premise. And here's what he does with that once she cedes that ground.
It's highly correlated, and there's a lot of studies.
This is where
on
we
that.
Disagree. What an insult to the working poor
so
of this country.
So why do you think black people commit more crime,
first
Charlie
of all,
Kirk?
Okay, so now he's made her into the villain by saying that she's insulting working poor. All legit research on this shows an incredibly high correlation between poverty and crime rates. But let's talk about the fact that black communities and black people are more policed, more prosecuted, more severely prosecuted, have higher conviction rates, are sentenced at far higher rates and longer sentences than white people on nearly every single sort of crime and metric. A black person is 5 times more likely to be stopped without just cause than a white person. A black man is twice as likely to be stopped without just cause than a black woman. 65% of black adults have reported feeling targeted by police because of their race. And despite rates of similar drug use, black people are arrested for drug law violations at significantly higher rates than white people. They are nearly 4 times more likely than white people to be arrested for marijuana possession. Black individuals are being arrested for street drug possession 12 times more than people of other races in the city of Baltimore alone. Black men are imprisoned on drug charges at 13 times the rates of white men. And the overall imprisonment rate for drug charges for black Americans is almost 6 times higher than white Americans. All of that context and nuance, Charlie Kirk never deals with. Here's this just straight up lie. Next cut.
Let me ask you a question as
no,
my answer.
Go on.
What percentage of blacks have a father around when they're raised?
I'm not sure.
20%.
So
80% of blacks do not have a stable father around. That is the most.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a lie. Studies of this, federal government, nonprofit groups over the last decade show that slightly less than half of black children live without a father. He just lies and lies and lies and distracts and red herrings. This is propaganda, not debate. And I couldn't close us out this show without at least listening to some Charlie Kirk describe how women are micro and men are macro. You know, women don't talk about politics or economics or sports. Take a listen to this.
Will women be as good at engineering as men? Person for person?
Not necessarily, but...
Okay, well then, how is that different than the Secret Service example?
Well, the problem is that...
Because the male mind is wired differently than the female mind. By the way, men will never be as good... Hold on, I'll prove it to you. Men will never be as good at counseling or psychology sessions as women. Men will never be good at nursing or elementary school education as women. We have certain giftings because our brain is wired a certain way. Women are far better gifted at micro topics, so individual connection, empathetic type conversations, healing people that past trauma and wound. Men are much better at macro topics, right? Trying to build a building, put a skyscraper up, trying to talk geopolitics. And I'll prove it to you. When you go and you see five women eating lunch, they're probably talking about micro topics, conversations they had, relationships, friendships. Men, they're talking about politics, sports, or the stock market.
Weird. I must be pretty macro, I guess. And last but not least, all this nonsense about how calm Charlie Kirk is, what a reasonable debater he is. No, he's not. He was just well-practiced. Listen to Charlie Kirk meltdown in 2018.
That, Charlie.
I live like a capitalist every single day,
hey,
Cenk. I live as a capitalist,
hey, okay?
I live when I believe.
It's garbage. Always was and always will be. That's going to do it for me. I'll stand up for you, and I hope you stand up for me, but it's always better when